From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking verdant Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, pets on pills. Taking a picture, pets on pills. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Friday, July 11th, 2008. We will get to pets on pills in a second. But first, we at the Bryant Park Project, as you know, are huge fans of Ebony Magazine, owing to the fact that there was an old issue of Ebony Magazine lying around the studios a couple weeks ago. Leafing through it, we found many, many interesting features. Ebony Magazine, this month, a salute to the 25 coolest brothers. Who are these brothers? I have to say, Ebony Magazine does a really good job in picking this list. Don Cheadle, he's cool. Barack Obama, certainly cool. Billy D. Williams. You want to know how cool Billy D. Williams is? You know what the D stands for? December. Yeah, wintry month. You got Lenny Kravitz. All right, I could quibble. You got Jimi Hendrix. I can. You got Shaft. You got Sammy Davis Jr. The two basketball players they picked are Walt Frazier and Michael Jordan. Adam Clayton Powell, sure, by the end of his career, he got into a little trouble. But here's the one problem. The cool guy on the cover to illustrate the list of the coolest brothers of all time, Prince. Here's my take on Prince. If someone said, hey, you're going to spend the night with Prince, you're going to spend an evening doing what Prince does, you would say, that's cool. If someone said to you, hey, Prince is going to be your roommate next year, you might go insane. I don't know if that's the definition of cool. Yeah, I'd room with Miles Davis. I'd room with Walt Frazier. Rooming with Prince, I don't know. And, you know, a lot of times the editors of Ebony Magazine turn to me and say, Mike Pesca, help us define our list of brotherly cool. And I said, you came to the right source. I'm your guy. On the show this hour, Toyota is converting one of their plants from manufacturing SUVs to manufacturing Prii or Priuses. A discussion about whether Toyota is more nimble at adapting to the economic client than its American counterparts. Also, who are the people helping Hillary Clinton retire her campaign debt? Who would do this? Ah, we talked to one woman who explains why she's still giving money to the Clinton campaign. And pets on pills, that's right, pets on psychiatric medication. An article explores the need for Americans to medicate their pets. The surprising thing is, some of them really need it. The pets, not the owners. Some of them need it too, yeah. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first. The bodies of two U.S. soldiers missing in Iraq for more than a year have been found. The military would not immediately confirm the report, but families of both men said they were notified last night. Army Sergeant Alex Jimenez of Lawrence, Massachusetts, was 25, and Private Byron Fauti of Waterford, Michigan, was 19 when they were captured by insurgents last May. The soldiers from the 10th Mountain Division were caught in an ambush in the volatile area south of Baghdad, known as the Triangle of Death. The body of a third soldier, Private Joseph Anzac, who was recovered about 2 weeks later. Private Fowdy's stepfather, Gordon Dibler, says Fowdy was identified using dental records and that both bodies were taken to Dover, Delaware for further tests. Dibler told the Associated Press that after more than a year of waiting, the news comes as very sad relief.
You know, sometimes that would feel like, are they really looking? And then, of course, when the sergeant showed up today, sad to know, you know, of course they were, and that this was the result.
Dibler says his stepson was shocked by the living conditions for many Iraqis.
Byron was very, a very compassionate person. So for him to see that firsthand and want to be a part of the solution instead of the problem, he was very much motivated by thinking he was going to go be a part of something that made it better.
He says the last time they spoke, Fowdy was in the thick of the war.
As parents, you know you can hear the fear, but they don't talk about the fear. And he knew he was in a dangerous area, I could tell by his voice, and that was on his birthday, April 17th of last year, when he turned 19.
Over the past year, Dibler says his family and the family of Army Sergeant Alex Jimenez had become friends. Jimenez came from a largely Latino neighborhood in Lawrence, Mass., north of Boston, near the New Hampshire border. Family friend Wendy Lazon says Jimenez's father had trouble understanding what the Army officials meant when they said they believed his son's body had been found.
Confusing for him to realize that when they translated, he asked questions in regards, do you mean that you guys are not sure? So they had to specify that he was dead.
Lawrence's state representative, William Lantigua, says the entire area is sharing in the Jimenez family grief.
Even though under the circumstances, we know it was an uphill battle per se, but the community and the family, we all hope alive that you know, that was not going to be the outcome.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.